From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County Sheriff has submitted a letter opposing the placement of convicted sex offender Joshua Cooley in the Freshwater area. Sheriff Hansel's letter reads, in part, Joshua Cooley is someone that threatens the safety and security of this community. I am in full support of District Attorney Maggie Fleming's ongoing efforts to prevent Cooley's release into this community. This is based on the fact that Cooley has been determined by multiple qualified examiners that he is likely to engage in sexually violent criminal behavior if he was released into any community. Not only that, but this predator has a history of not being compliant with his terms of conditional release, including his refusal to attend a sexual offender's course. Arcata police have identified a suspect in a number of break-ins during the past 2 months, many of which occurred during daylight hours while residents were at work. The Arcata Police Department receiving information from alert neighbors in the areas around the burglaries advising that they'd seen a suspicious woman in their neighborhood. Officers followed up on the information and were ultimately able to develop a suspect. On August 17th, they served a search warrant on a residence on the 1500 block of 12th Street in Arcata. During the service of the warrant, officers found stolen property associated with 7 burglaries. 2 of the 7 had occurred outside of Arcata. Additionally, officers found evidence associated with a previously stolen vehicle. A large amount of stolen property was recovered, and officers are continuing to link items with additional thefts and break-ins. The suspect is identified as 29-year-old Melissa McKinnon of Arcata. McKinnon was not home at the time of the search warrants, and she remains at large. They are into all kinds of activity on 3 pieces of land the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit searched this week. During the service of the warrants there, deputies eradicated about 21,000 growing cannabis plants. They also seized and destroyed more than 3,400 pounds of cannabis bud, 2,800 pounds of cannabis shake, 275 pounds of processed cannabis, and about 57 pounds of pre-rolled joints. Deputies also found 10 pounds of vape pens and about 68 pounds of vape cartridges, and about 2,700 gallons of diesel stored on the property. Well, the Mill Creek fire is now up over 2,200 acres after spreading throughout the week so far. Smoke continues to be an issue for those living in and around Hoopa Valley. The current weather pattern not expected to change in the next couple of days, so the daily timing of peak impacts likely won't change, but the magnitude may increase if the Mill Creek 1 fire and other wildfires continue to grow. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.